Canon John Collins was some man for one man. He served at St. Paul's for 33 years and was a social reformer, one of the world's leading proponents in the causes of justice, freedom, and peace. A catalyst for several of Britain's most significant post-war social movements, he is best known for his work in creating the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, Christian Action, and the British Anti-Apartheid Movement. Collins was first ordained in Cambridge and originally spent 4 years as a minor canon at St. Paul's from 1931. Later, he served as a chaplain in the Royal Air Force during World War II. His experiences at war gave him a new perspective on injustice, and in 1946, upon returning to Oxford, he convened a series of gatherings that led to the creation of Christian Action, an interchurch movement dedicated to working on reconciliation with Germany and promoting Christian ideals in society at large. In 1948, Collins returned to St. Paul's to become canon and to continue his activism while part of the cathedral. On a visit to South Africa in 1954, he was horrified by the racial segregation and oppression he witnessed. In response to the apartheid government's increasingly repressive regime, he established the Defence and Aid Fund to pay activists' legal expenses and care for their families. Working closely with his wife Diana, who wrote much of the early campaign literature, Collins's initiative soon became an international network. From his office in the cathedral precinct, millions of pounds in legal aid was secretly channeled to activists including Nelson Mandela and Walter Sisulu. His work in this field was recognised in 1978 by the award of the Gold Medal from the United Nations Special Committee Against Apartheid. The Canon Collins Educational and Legal Assistance Trust, formerly known as the Canon Collins Trust for Southern Africa, was one of his legacies. Set up in 1981, it originally provided money to help South African and Namibian refugee students gain higher education in the United Kingdom and in independent African states. Now, it provides a raft of scholarships to students from South Africa and other African countries. Collins's activism wasn't just limited to Africa. He was also a strong advocate against the proliferation of nuclear weapons. He co-founded one of the UK's most visible anti-nuclear organisations, the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, and was part of the Anglican Pacifist Fellowship, working with the Reverend Sidney Hincks on anti-nuclear campaigns. Furthermore, it was by accepting an invitation from Canon John Collins that Dr. Martin Luther King came to preach at St. Paul's in December 1964, making a flying visit to London on the way to collecting his Nobel Peace Prize in Norway. John Collins held his position as canon at St. Paul's until 1981. He died the following year at the age of 77, but the cathedral continues to follow his example to this day, working to tackle injustice and inequality via the Social Justice Engagement Programme, while the John Collins Society in Oxford was established in 2012 to honour the work of the one-time chaplain of Oriel College. The plaque dedicated to him in the crypt of St. Paul's succinctly details his accomplishments, ending with a quote from the Gospel of Matthew. It reads, "He worked for reconciliation between races and nations, and helped those who were deprived, persecuted, imprisoned, or exiled. He founded and directed Christian Action, International Defence and Aid Fund for Southern Africa, and with others, the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me."